You are listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It has been more than 2 years since a young Muslim Marine recruit from Taylor died in a fall at a boot camp on Paris Island, reportedly after being abused, hazed, and slapped by his drill instructor. Today, the family of Raheel Siddiqui is scheduled to be in a federal courtroom in Detroit for a motion hearing on a $100 million lawsuit they filed against the U.S. Marine Corps. And the family now believes medical records they've obtained have raised more questions and more doubts about the official version of their son's death. Todd Spangler of the Detroit Free Press is here now. Todd, the family finally got medical records from the Medical University of South Carolina, where Raheel was taken and died in March 2016. Broadly speaking, what are the questions they now have?
Well, the records that the family has received seem to indicate the treatment that he received after he fell, but his family is really raising questions about whether these records are accurate or not. Having seen some of these, but not all of these records, they're pointing at inconsistencies in the records, items that don't seem to make sense given, you know, his age, his health, what happened to him, what reportedly happened to him. And they're asking more questions about it, thinking that they haven't really gotten the whole story yet.
Well, it was interesting as I read your story from this week in the Detroit Free Press, there's even different times of death.
Right. One of the major things they've been asking questions about, actually for a very long time, is that where his death certificate says that he died at 5:45 a.m., that's actually the time of the fall that apparently killed him at Paris Island, South Carolina, 5:45 a.m., March 18th, 2016. But the autopsy report, which was done by a medical examiner at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, actually has two different times of death. One says 10:06 a.m., one says 10:45 a.m. that same day after he was apparently transported there for more treatment.
Yeah, there are certainly many questions. And even there was a nurse's note that Siddiqui denied more than an hour after his fall being subjected to threats or abuse.
Yeah, this was one of the ones that really does beg a lot of questions, where some of these records, you know, who knows, the hospitals aren't talking, the lawyers aren't talking about this, about what they might or might not mean. But this one is actually a very interesting one. So there's a nurse's report that says that sometime shortly after 7 a.m. that day, that he denied being abused or being hit by anyone. But other records that are in that same pack of medical records suggest that when he was brought into the hospital at 6:30 that morning and shortly thereafter, that he was unresponsive, that there was not any way for him to actually affirmatively deny that anything happened.
There was something else you wrote about, that there was one form regarding a medication order that the family feels suggested the patient was pregnant or breastfeeding.
Right. So, and this is one of those ones where it would really be helpful if someone from the hospital would have been able to sort of, you know, talk us through this. Yeah, there's a record. It's a medication record that says on it, currently breastfeeding, currently pregnant. Now, what's hard to tell, I mean, clearly Raheel Siddiqui was neither of those things when this happened. And what were these things that someone who is taking care of medicine in an emergency situation is supposed to circle on a form to tell a doctor, oh, don't prescribe this because the patient is breastfeeding or pregnant? It's kind of hard to tell. But the family looks at that and says, hey, this isn't our son. What is this record? What does this mean? And they don't think they've gotten all the answers.
What do these questions fuel for the family?
Well, overall, from talking to the lawyer for the family, Shiraz Khan, who talks on their behalf, their concern is that, major concern, is that they do not believe it is correct that Raheel committed suicide. That was the official finding, the autopsy by the coroner, by the Marine Corps. They don't think that's the truth. They don't know what exactly happened, and they believe there's enough inconsistency and error and missing records, frankly, in what they've received to question how a coroner or anyone else could have come to that conclusion, ultimately. They say that they haven't gotten enough evidence that they think there's any reason to back that up, and they're pressing to have it changed.
And on top of this $100 million lawsuit against the Marines, you report the family's considering more suits. Against whom and to what purpose?
Well, so that gets into this idea of getting that death certificate changed. They are considering suing the local coroner in South Carolina, the two hospitals where Raheel was reportedly treated, the paramedics who transported him, and a helicopter company that transported him from one hospital to the other, saying that these records in their way, to their way of thinking, are not or do not seem to be accurate or do not seem to tell the whole story. Now, the family has not been entirely clear about what they want to charge each of these parties with, if they even decide to go forward. As much as anything else, I think they're trying to get more information out of those parties to determine exactly what happened. But it is true that they're looking at another lawsuit. At the same time, they are trying to fight this rather uphill lawsuit against the Marine Corps for negligence.
So it is a very much a, you know, you can hear the anguish when you talk to the family. There's no doubt about that. And 2 years later, they still have doubts.
Absolutely.
Todd Spangler, Detroit Free Press, thank you so much.
Thank you.